Morning all, it's happy Tour de France Eve to everyone. The best 3 weeks of the year are about to roll round and hit us squarely in our cycling bellies. It's exciting time. It's obviously the last few days and hours are critical and crucial to all of the contenders in how the race is going to pan out. And it's our preview show for the big one, the big race. We make no apologies for pretty much talking about nothing else other than the Tour de France today, because it is absolutely all-encompassing in terms of the season for a lot of riders, and it is now going to be the focus of the next 3 weeks. And what a show it's going to be. We talked about our previews and some celebrity previews. Thank you to Dan Lloyd of Global Cycling Network from YouTube for his predictions and his three predictions, that things that will happen in this Tour de France. Marcel Kittel will win stage one. And he also predicts Rowan Dennis will be the man in the first individual time trial. He's got a bit of previous, of course, Dennis, having won the prologue in the Tour before. And the third thing he predicts is that there'll be a sprint finish that will be won by Dylan Groenewegen of Lotto Jumbo, which is quite a good one, quite a bold prediction, almost out there, but similarly out there with our predictions, where we predict that that Brian Coquard of Direct Energy will be the man most likely to break through the sprinters' ranks and be one of the new kids on the blocks in terms of a finish. He might need a slightly more difficult than a flat drag strip finish. I think any flat straight finish will be between Kittel, Greipel and Cavendish, so he might have to do something slightly different and engineer it on a different stage, Coquard. We also predicted that Fabian Cancellara would win a stage in his farewell tour. So let's hope that's the case. Some decent predictions there for you to keep a note of and come back and hang us if they don't net you any money, if you decide to place a small wager on those. But it's certainly going to be a fascinating race, and one which, for some inexplicable reason, our third and final prediction from Fendrian is that we don't think Chris Froome's going to win. I'll let you take a moment to absorb that lack of power. Well, it's not like the country's shown a decent amount of ability to sit on the fence in recent days, is it? We seem to be exiting Europe quite rapidly, be it at football or politics. We also think maybe this is not going to be Froome's tour, not going to be his year. So it'll be interesting to see what pans out. It's great that we're predicting that one rider won't win. We're not saying which of the other 197 we do think will win, are we? I think it's Quintana's race, really, if I'm being honest. But, you know, as the race goes on, maybe next week when we see how the things are shaping up, maybe then we'll commit to a top three. And obviously you're welcome to send us your top threes via Facebook, via if you search Fendrian on Facebook, or at Fendrian EU on Twitter. Send us your three things that you think will happen in the tour. We'll be very interested to see how they pan out, because it's upon us. We're almost at the time where riders will be arriving in Normandy for the start, and we're getting to that stage of medicals, maybe one or two new kit unveils. I know that Garmin are looking to unveil a new outfit for the tour. Oh, sorry, Cannondale, not Garmin anymore, are they? So a whole host of interesting intrigue to come around, and let's just hope that, unlike 10 years ago, we don't see a lot of riders turfed out for cheating before the start. We seem to have, hopefully, and I don't think 100% eradicated it, but we're in a position, hopefully, where the tour will get underway and it'll be about the bikes and the races. It's a big grand depart to match, okay? From our point of view, most of us remember the Yorkshire grand depart, and of course, local people to where this podcast is based will have probably ridden or walked or taken the guided bus to Cambridge to see the start of the stage three of that year's Tour de France, because it was absolutely a once in a lifetime opportunity to see it on our doorstep. So that was a great grand depart. But last year there was certainly, you know, that finish on that like hydro dam thing in Holland. Oh, it was great, brilliant start, lots of dubious weather, which by the looks of the weather this week, if that carries on into next week, we'll see a pretty tough first few days for the riders. Incredible scenery. And we'll only kind of talk stage-wise about that first sort of, generally about the first week stages. And we're kind of looking at iconic places like the Mont Saint-Michel, which if you've never visited, please do, because it's one of the most amazing places you'll go to on Earth, and certainly one of the most amazing places that I've ever been. So good I went twice. And you've got the backdrop of that. You've got some rolling kind of almost sort of terrain that you might recognise almost as being familiar to sort of kind of Rutlandish. It's kind of rolling, it's twisty, it's turny, not super duper flat. There's always going to be some lumps in that countryside, and then you've got the wide open exposed sort of Normandy beach finishes that we're looking to, which will be something to behold. And I think the first week is kind of sprinter friendly in a way. I think it's more sprinter friendly than some tours have been, but there's also the odd challenge and hillock to get over, certainly when you get down towards Limoges, towards the end, sort of stage five, stage six. You're going to be looking at possibly even as early as that, maybe seeing one of the favourites struggle and possibly lose out on a bit of time. Not necessarily the hellish cobbles of week ones we've had before, which they seem to have undone many a favourite. Froome, of course, in that particularly in the year it started in Yorkshire. So, and I wonder whether this year, with the Olympics around the corner and different levels of responsibility and different targets, I wonder whether we might see Mark Cavendish try and infiltrate a breakaway at some point, and maybe act as a foil for Steve Cummings, as that seems to, he seems to be the breakaway expert in pro cycling at the moment. But yeah, wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't it be great to see Tim Wellens and Steve Cummings in a breakaway? I think that'd be fantastic. It'd be like a dream come true for cycling fans to see those two baradeurs escape from the peloton and make a bid for the finish. And it might actually happen. You might need to wait till kind of like the end of the second week for some of the transitional stages to kick in. But, you know, you never know. Why not? So in terms of where we sit at the moment, in terms of favourites for each of the three competitions, we have kind of pinned our colours to the Quintana mask, avoiding this sense of jingoistic national pride going around. King of the Mountains, I can't see past Roman Bardet again. Just depends where he's positioned really in the classement. If he's going for the overall, then he's likely to be up there on the climbs, but he might not sprint for them if there is an opportunity to sprint. So we'll see how that pans out. We're going for him. Green points jersey. I think that's got a look of Sagan's again, if that's what he chooses to go for. If he decides to try and win it again, then I think he will be untouchable. I'd like to think that, you know, in the rainbow jersey, he could maybe win a stage. You never know, but who knows? I mean, Greipel's also a great shout for the green jersey because he's pretty consistent in the sprints, and he's also fairly reliable at getting over the mountains and getting to the finish. So why not, you know, him potentially? And the white jersey could still be a battle between the up and coming generation. But why not? Let's be controversial with the white jersey and say, I don't know genuinely if he's still a qualifier for it, but Warren Barguil. So we're going to go for a Frenchman to be the best young rider in the Tour de France, which is wholly uncontroversial and wholly appropriate as it is their race and their Grand Tour. So keep tuned. Hopefully, if we get a minute, we'll update the blog with some stage news and views and things like that. But we'll be back, if not this time next week, for the an update on how the first week has gone. Very excited now, and now the podcast in the can, I can properly sit and relax and look forward to it. So, as always, thanks for listening. Whistle stop 10-minute tour of how cycling is and pro cycling at the moment. Probably wouldn't want it any other way now, would we? Thanks for listening, and have a great day.